in the world we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Today, we'll meet a recipient of the Shining World Honesty Award, which was created by Supreme Master Ching Hai to honor exemplary acts of moral integrity. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has taught the importance of being truthful to oneself and others, as during a 1992 lecture in Formosa, or Taiwan.
We
Mr. Dave Talley of Arizona, USA, used to be a supervisor of a landscape firm. But in 1999, due to a drunk driving incident, his driver's license was suspended. Alcoholism had turned his life upside down.
I got involved with heavily in alcohol. I lost my career, my house, my marriage due to alcoholism. I've been sober now for 8 years. I got involved with drugs. I decided, you know, I'm done. I'm just done messing around with anything. I just want to get on with a good life. I'm the one who ultimately has to lay down every night with myself and deal with, you know, with my actions.
Mr. Talley had lost a lot in life, but what he kept were his moral values and his thoughtfulness for others, admirable assets that would prove to be very rewarding after one fateful day.
It was pretty early in the morning, it was like about 7 o'clock, and I went to the light rail station. I discovered a backpack sitting on the bench, and there was nobody around. I went over to it, and I opened it up to see if I could see my ID in there. And when I opened it up, there was a laptop, an envelope containing a large amount of cash, and an iPod. I got a hold of my boss down here at the homeless shelter. I told him what was going on. He said, "What do you want to do with it?" And I said, "Well, I don't want it. It's not mine." And so we brought it down here, and they looked through it. Executive director, general manager, and the manager of the shelter, they all looked through it. They didn't find anything to start with, so they kept it here in the safe. They kept looking to see if there's anything. They called the police, see if anybody made a report for it.
When he discovered the backpack, Dave Talley was homeless, in debt, and had just spent the last of his money to fix his mountain bike, his only means for transportation. Many have asked him why he did not choose to keep the $3,300, an amount larger than a monthly income for most people.
I'm human. I was broke. Of course I felt like spending the money, but I didn't. So it was kind of like God reached down, smacked me across the back of the head and said, "Be a man." Actually, to me it was kind of funny because, you know, when I did it, I felt good, and I also felt really scared about when I turned the money over, because I didn't know if I did the right thing. And I, you know, that's a lot of money to hand over to somebody else. You know, that whole week after I handed it over, I felt really, really bad for, I mean, even the temptation of spending it.
Days went by, but the shelter received no report for the found items. The people at the shelter again looked through the backpack in hopes of finding any signs that would lead them to its rightful owner. Lo and behold, they found a flash drive containing the resume of Brian Belanger, an email, and 4 days later, the Arizona State University student was gratefully reunited with his lost backpack and valuables within.
I was just sidetracked and looked at his backpack. I'm very happy that he got it back. I'm very happy that he was able to get on with his life. He was a nice young kid. Just made a simple mistake, and luckily that mistake didn't cost him a lot of hard work. So it turned out pretty cool.
The following week, Brian's parents called the Arizona Republic newspaper to share the story.
I've been working part-time with a gentleman from one of our churches over in Phoenix, and I was on my way back to the homeless shelter, and my boss from the shelter called me up and asked if I'd read a paper yet. I was sitting at a bus stop going, no. And he's laughing. He goes, well, we need to get over to the shelter. We need to talk to you real quick. I have no idea what's going on. I come around the corner to the shelter, and there was four media vans out front. I'm like, my boss was actually laughing. He was like, I think they want to talk to you inside. At first, I couldn't understand why everything, all this attention was paid to me. You know, I was like, I just turned in a backpack. You know, what's the big deal? And I hadn't seen the news in quite a long time. And we were watching the news, and it kind of dawned on me then why so many people were kind of taking interest in this story. I mean, the whole time we were sitting there, which was about 20 minutes, not one positive thing was on the news. So then it kind of struck me as why so many people were taking interest in this, in what I did.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were inspired by it.
Word of Mr. Talley's good deeds spread quickly. Many people who were touched by Mr. Talley's actions have also reached out, offering financial aid, housing, and jobs.
I've noticed people in the streets that came up to me and said, it was, you know, that people are looking at them in a different light, you know, due to my actions, and that's totally cool. I mean, that to me is really important. You know, people just need to not judge everybody, you know, just because of their outside appearance. Now, I actually got to meet Brian, who was a working student, and the money was used to buy his car. He was able to get his car. So that's when I actually was at ease with everything. You know, people call me a hero, and I'm like, no, I'm not a hero. I didn't jump in a burning building, but I've had some good people talk to me and say, well, you know, he saved a guy's life because, you know, that was the money he worked hard for to get, you know, get by his car. Apparently, like everybody else now, they keep their entire life on a laptop. Yeah, maybe.
And the fact you put somebody's life in front of your own, that's, you know, what I think of as a hero.
I don't know about all that.
You're very humble.
For his noble action, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Mr. Dave Talley with the Shining World Honesty Award, along with $1,500 for any needs.
Dear Mr. Talley, it is with much pleasure and gratitude that we present to you the Shining World Honesty Award. This award is presented in recognition of your exemplary principles, excellence, and nobility of the highest order that brightens our world, leaving a glittering example of goodness for others to emulate. As a wanderer without a proper home, you found a backpack at the railway station, and with the purest intention, you opened it hoping to trace the identity of the owner. To your surprise, you found a laptop computer and cash worth $3,300.
Temptation soon entered your thoughts, as the money could be of great use to you. But due to your strong ethics and nobility, you had no problem in deciding what to do. You reported the find to the authorities, who located the owner, Mr. Belanger, who was so overwhelmed with gratitude that he was lost for words. He had given up hope after losing the bag for 5 days. Indeed, miracles do happen, and we sincerely thank you, Mr. Talley, for your thoughtful demonstration of integrity and kindness. You are a shining inspiration to our world and truly deserve all the praises and gifts sent by well-wishers. May heaven's immense blessings be showered upon you, enabling you to find peace, happiness, and all the things that you wish for.
For your utmost sincerity to uphold the highest moral standards of humanity, for your love and strength, and for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the shining, honest deeds of Mr. Dave Talley, model citizen of Tempe. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Cool, thank you.
Now we would like to present to you the Shining World Honesty Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai for Mr. Dave Talley, in recognition of highest moral integrity and noble-hearted goodness, providing the purest example of right action, putting another's need before your own, with greatest respect and admiration for your magnificent altruism and model citizenship, presented by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's beautiful. And it weighs a ton.
On his new path of auspicious beginnings, the humble Shining World Honesty Award laureate commented,
I'm being given a second chance in life to manage my life properly now. And I've got a great support team behind me.
We asked how David Talley's life has changed.
So many things. My smile. I have a wonderful smile now, which I haven't had in years and years. It's taken me a lot to learn how to smile, but it's cool. I have my own apartment. I have a wonderful job. And my job is coordinating our community garden here at the Senior Center. We have a great core of volunteers that come out every weekend and put their heart and soul into our garden. I literally wake up every day looking forward to coming here and going out and being a part of. So I was fortunate I had some people help me make some right decisions on how to handle some of the finances. First, most of my apartment, very nice. I love my apartment. I found a beautiful little place. Couldn't be happier with it. And the cool thing is that I'm right down the street from one of the churches that I slept outside at. So every day on my way to work, I can look over my shoulder, and it reminds me of where I was at one point in my life and where I'm not going to be again.
Indeed, David Talley is an admirable proof that good deeds do pay off.
I know that, you know, just too many things have been going good for me. Being able to work part-time, having almost a year now sober, or clean. Since the day I made that final commitment for that, it's just, everything has just rapidly progressed. You know, and this happening is just a phenomenal thing. And all the media attention, going from a quiet person that was just to having their life put on international media, it was pretty staggering. The rewards that have come through have just been phenomenal. It's unbelievable. You know, meeting people like you, meeting people that come to our garden and volunteer every day. Now, I wouldn't have been able to meet these people if it hadn't been for the actions that happened. I can't explain it, but I definitely think there's some form of connection, you know, how things can happen like that. They're not just by chance.
Mr. Dave Talley took the opportunity to express his thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you very much for everything. I'm very touched. Very touched. Thank you.
Our appreciation and congratulations, Mr. Dave Talley, for maintaining your upright morals and being a fine role model to other citizens. May you be blessed with ever more joy and abundance in your new chapter of life. Wonderful viewers, it was a pleasure having your company on today's program. Up next is Words of Wisdom, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May benevolence and virtue be your cherished guides.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.